The name's Flash. Pennington Flash. Private detective. The woman stood in the door of my office. I realized then that I really must get the hole in it fixed.
I need your help, Mr. Flash.
She said through a mass of curly hair. I told her to take the wig off and sit down.
Hi,
I said. That was a trick line designed to lull her into a false sense of security.
Hi.
She replied, and I realized she was doing exactly the same thing. It struck me how much she looked like a girl who worked in the Royal Legion called Holly. The girl was called Holly, not the Royal Legion.
My name's Holly, and I work at the Royal Legion.
She said, confirming my every suspicion. I surveyed her with an expert eye. It was somebody else's. I'd just borrowed it for the weekend. She was 100% woman, apart from the bit they'd missed in the operation. I picked up my pen and wrote some notes. She hadn't said anything. I was just trying to make it look like I was doing some work.
What seems to be the trouble?
I said, hoping that she might answer the question and tell me.
My house. Somebody's turned it upside down.
Did they take anything of value?
You don't understand. They've literally turned it upside down. If you come with me, you'll see.
I got up and casually strolled to the other side of my desk, passing the sign that said Pennington Flash, Private's Investigator, and once again regretted not sending it back when I'd noticed the misprint.
Tell me, is there any history of mental illness in your family?
I asked with as much tact as I could muster, which wasn't much.
I'll show you. You come with me. You see my house and then you tell me I've gone mad.
I watched her hips sway as she left the room.
Oi! Stop staring at my ass.
Sorry. You know I'm a PI, not a charity. I have an hourly rate.
And I suspect so do you.
What was that?
Nothing. I was just saying my services aren't cheap.
I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
She replied and winked coquettishly. Either that or she had something in her eye. The next minute we were kissing. A few seconds after that, she stormed out of my office, pausing only to adjust her face in the mirror. It had slipped a couple of inches. I followed her out at a distance, intrigued by her claims.
Do you always talk to yourself like that?
I'm sorry, it's a bad habit.
So is looking at my arse. See, that's my house. Or at least it should have been. They promised us these.
I looked on in horror at the row of newly built houses. Was this the work of some depraved madman? Or was it just a case of the plans being looked at the wrong way up?
My mum and dad lived in this street. They were in one of them flats above the baker's. And when they were torn down, we were promised that there'd be cheap houses for us all. Look at them!
Again I looked and failed to comprehend the sight before me. My brain tried vainly to correct the image, but my eyes resolutely refused to budge. A row of houses, all neat and tidy, but upside down? I felt my senses shutting down under the bombardment of this impossible sight. My legs gave way beneath me and I hit the cold, unforgiving concrete. The last thing I saw was Holly bending over me and saying,
"Oi, stop looking down me top. And stop talking to yourself."
In Pennington Flash and the Case of the Upside Down Street, Steve Harrison played Flash and Laura Sharp played Holly. The piece was written and directed by Ian McNess.